I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He is with us every Friday speaking of the arts. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Are you getting cold? It's cold out there.
It is cold out here, but it's warm here in Coffee Land.
It sure is.
The Santa Fe Baking Company. And Greg Palast just gave a terrific interview. His book is Vulture's Picnic. He's at Garcia Street Books today at 5 o'clock. That's the lead for our Speaking of the Arts. It's not the arts, but it's just as important.
No, it's an important book.
Indeed.
It's important. Anyone who has an alternative tentacle sticker on their laptop is a friend of mine. great record label. Anyway, how are you?
I am fine.
Yeah?
How are you? What's happening in first of all, how are you?
I'm good.
Good drive in from the
I thought I was going to wake up and there was going to be like, you know, trees toppled over and there was going to be snow on the ground. It was going to be kind of post-apocalyptic. I was kind of depressed to wake up and it's just kind of calm and gray. And,
I know.
You know.
Yeah,
they just built it up so much on the news.
Yeah, the snow deluge is yet to come, I suppose.
Yeah, I know. But you know, we're prepared. The dogs are inside. It's too cold for them outside today.
Hey, speaking of dogs, cats, Felines and Friends, a local cat rescue and placement organization, is having a Homes for the Holidays adoption event at Petco on Saturday, that's tomorrow, December 3rd, and Sunday, December 4th, from 12 to 4. On those 2 days, cats will be available for adoption at special reduced fees. Come and find your forever friend.
Every cat must go.
All cats must go.
We're slashing our prices in half.
And feeding the cats.
That's right.
Sweet, delicious kibbles.
Okay.
Do cats eat kibbles?
Their own version of it. Cat bowls, sort of. So there's all kinds of stuff happening in Santa Fe and around Santa Fe today, but there's some great openings, and this is great. Centennial, a group show of work from the Museum of New Mexico Foundation Shops. And this is this Santa Fe Arts Commission Community Gallery at the Community Convention Center. And there's a reception today from 3 to 5 p.m. It's an early start for a reception. Anyway, that's open through January 27th. We've got Peterson Cody Gallery, Red and Green, new paintings by gallery artists, 10 work by Diane Moreno. There's a reception tonight from 5 to 7:30 p.m. There's tons of openings. This is one of my favorites. Hide and Seek, an art treasure hunt, a citywide art event. And there's an opening party tonight from 5 to 9 p.m. at Caldera Gallery, which is at 926 Baca Street. And it's part of the Baca Street Art Festival, which also happens this weekend. There's going to be all kinds of cool events happening there. But the thing that's happening at Caldera Gallery is pretty interesting. Crockett Bodelson, who is one half of Scuba, of the Scuba Art Collective, contacted me and said, we're going to do basically a treasure hunt. So they hid like 20 or 30 pieces of artwork all around the city. And they've developed treasure maps, and there's a tool lending library at the gallery, and there's a clock, but it's kind of a compass instead of a clock, and there's a radio station that's going to be giving away clues, and there's a cafe that you can go to and order a bowl of soup, and there'll be a clue underneath the bowl of soup. Anyway,
nice.
This thing is very involved, and they're sort of holding a lot of it close to their chest,
they'd give away the treasure hunt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the point was to have an art exhibit with no art. That was their deal. They would look like they wanted it to be citywide, and this was a great way to do it. I mean, and you know, this is something that you can do with your family or your friends. You don't have to do it alone. And so show up from between 5 and 9 tonight and pick up your maps and figure out like how all this clue stuff is going to work. Now, I think it's supposed to be going on through January 6th, the treasure hunt is.
Oh, okay.
If things get, you know, found before that, then, you know, they'll close it.
Okay. Sunday at 3 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore, there's a concert by local band Round Mountain, Char and Robbie Rothschild, and they're singing American folk sound with world music influences. That's Collected Works, 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Sweet.
Yes.
Touching Stone Gallery has a great opening, Within Without. It's a group show of Tubaco, which is ceramic boxes. There's a reception from 5 to 7 tonight through December. You'll notice like an uptick in the glass and ceramic openings because it is the holiday season.
Right.
And these things tend to ramp up during that time. Instead of buying a nice, you know, $30,000 piece of blue chip art for your loved one, go get them a nice piece of ceramic.
A nice piece of ceramic.
Exactly.
And tonight at Gig, Brazilian and classical guitarist Roberto Capocchi is doing an evening of solo classical guitar. And then tomorrow night, Bruce Dunlap will be playing also at Gig. The concerts are at 7:30 in the evening. Gig is 1808 2nd Street, right here in Santa Fe.
You know, yesterday was World AIDS Day. And today, I believe, is the opening of Angels in America Part 1, Millennium Approaches, at the Greer Garson Theater on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. This is an incredible play. This is an incredible cast. There's a story by Jennifer Levin in today's Pasta Tiempo. If you know nothing about Angels in America, it really does explore the psychology of AIDS. Really,
yeah.
And but the play is, I mean, it's in some senses it's kind of out there, but in another sense it's a very poignant play. It's as powerful as the Matthew Shepard play. I can't remember the name of it right now.
The Laramie Project. I saw Angels in America on TV and just loved it.
Yes, and this is obviously it's a local production. It's a Greer Garson Theater, but the cast is top notch, and December 2nd and 3rd at 8 p.m., 2 p.m. on Sunday, December 4th. The play runs through December 11th. You can get tickets at ticketsantafe.org.
And don't forget Midnight Magnolias.
Yes.
Midnight and Magnolias.
Yes. Midnight.
And
Midnight Magnolias, and I don't have anything. On that. I don't have anything on that at the moment.
We'll get you the times in a minute, but it's opening at the Santa Fe Playhouse, and is this weekend and next weekend.
Yes.
And the Nutcracker at the Lenzic this weekend.
The tradition.
Two shows tomorrow and two shows on Friday, Aspen Santa Fe Ballet.
Right.
And on December 10th, the CCA will be screening a film called Invitation to the Muse. It's a 35-minute documentary film produced in Santa Fe by filmmaker Karen Cantor. She did a 3-month residency at Santa Fe Art Institute, and she asked artists what were their sources of inspiration and how they navigated the creative process, made a film about it, and there is a panel discussion on. Oh wait a minute, Saturday, December 10th. That's next weekend.
That's okay.
Well, I'll read this next weekend. Sorry.
Okay. I found the Moonlight and Magnolias. Information.
Okay,
this is Santa Fe Playhouse's some presentation of Ron Hutchinson's comedy about the making of the movie Gone with the Wind. And there's an opening night gala tonight at 8 p.m. at the Santa Fe Playhouse. You can call the box office at 988-4262 for ticket information. You can go to santafeplayhouse.org to find out future dates of the play. This play runs through Sunday, through December 18th, and it runs Thursdays through Sundays. So you have some opportunities to see it.
Excellent.
3 weekends, I think.
Now, Cinderella. El Dorado.
Yes.
Children's Theater and Teen Players.
Mm-hmm.
And that is tonight at 7:30, tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon and 7:30, and Sunday at 2 at the James A. Little Theater. And Cinderella's cast is made up of 41 children and teens. And all sorts of really wonderful people. They do a very, very good job. Have you seen them lately, the El Dorado Children's Theater?
I have not seen them lately, and I'm embarrassed, you know, because my kids go to school out in El Dorado, and you know.
Bring the kids and bring the kid within.
Yes, it's going to be magical.
It's going to be magical. And for more information, let's see the number here: 466-3302. I believe is where you get tickets.
Cool.
No. Sorry. 466-4656. That's the number for tickets. 466-4656 or eldoradochildrenstheater.org.
It couldn't be more timely. This Newt Gingrich, who's running for president, and he's not going to back off his stance on sort of slackening the child labor laws. And on
that's such a good idea.
I know. On that note, Chimera, which is this education outreach and mentoring partnership created by Meow Wolf and the Center for Contemporary Arts, are presenting a play that was basically workshopped through Santa Fe Performing Arts City Different Players and the Teen Ensemble. It's actors ages 7 to 18. And this is about a dystopian society in which children are ripped from their homes and placed with guardian strangers who are then tasked with preparing the children for the workforce.
Well, oh boy.
So it couldn't be more timely. Anyway, 7 p.m. Friday, December 2nd, at the Armory for the Arts is, oh, that's tonight. That's an opening night. The performances continue 7 p.m. Saturday, December 3rd and 10th. There's another Friday performance on December 9th and a 2 p.m. Sunday performance on December 4th and 11th. You can call 984-1370 to get more information about this. I guess Meow Wolf just opened their Glitteropolis
in Las Cruces.
Exhibit in Las Cruces.
Yeah.
And I was going to try and get down there next weekend, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. But I am going to make it to Unit 113.
Excellent. There is an event on Thursday, this coming week, Thursday, December 8th at 7 in the evening, called Olive Trees for Palestine, a chamber music concert to benefit the Palestinian Solidarity Project. Classical musicians Elena Soposi, Carrie Lay, Gail Robertson, and Dana Winograd, amazing musicians all, are partnering with local activists volunteering for the Palestine Solidarity Project, also supported by another Jewish voice of Santa Fe. So that should be a wonderful event, and it's at the Unitarian Universalist Church at 7 on Thursday, right here in Santa Fe.
Now, we've got this Winter Spanish Market, right?
Yeah.
That's coming up. We have the, if I can find it, where is it? Where'd it go? Winter Night Party, pre-winter Spanish Market event, 6 to 9 p.m. tonight. Music by Pecos High School Mariachi Band. There's going to be food. Artisan's work is going to be available for sale. This is at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center over there on Marcy Street. There is a ticket price for this. If you go to call 982-2226, you can find out more about this event. And I think if you go to the Spanish Colonial Society website, you can find about Winter Spanish Market as well.
Excellent.
It's a great, yet another great opportunity to do some holiday shopping locally by local artisans.
John DeGraff and the Happiness Initiative. John DeGraff is an author who has a new book called What's the Economy For Anyway? And he will be in Santa Fe Monday, December 5th at 5:30 at the Travel Bug here in Santa Fe. The number over there is 992-0418. It's at 839 Paseo de Peralta. And he is the author of the book Take Back Your Time and the director of the Happiness and outreach director of the Happiness Initiative. He's produced a lot of PBS specials, and he's the co-author of the book Affluenza, the All-Consuming Epidemic. It should be good. I'm going to try to interview him, although it probably won't be before the actual event, so we wanted to give people the heads up.
I saw this actually driving into town. I saw a sign for a holiday fair, the 25th annual Santa Fe Waldorf School Holiday Fair, storytelling, puppetry, games, food, gifts, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday over there at Santa Fe Waldorf School. If you call 983-9727, you can find out more information about that. Lots of holiday fairs coming up. There's a holiday arts and crafts fair on Saturday at the Mary Esther Gonzalez Senior Center. They're everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And we need them.
They're multiplying.
Excellent. And this Saturday, tomorrow, right here on KSFR, Camp Love Wave brings you Michael L. Legion and Aurora Light, the authors of Prepare for the Landings. Are you ready? And there, it's all about ETs.
Extraterrestrials?
Yep. And there is also an event on Monday, the 5th of December at 5 in the evening, called the Day of the Volunteer Celebration, put on by Coming Home Connection, which provides free volunteer in-home care. And there will be hors d'oeuvres, violin entertainment. It's at Vanessi's. The phone number for more information is 988-2468. And you can get more information at cominghomeconnection.org.
NATO. There's the Santa Fe Community College School of Arts and Design is having a winter showcase. And it is worked by students and faculty. There's going to be dancers. There's going to be chamber singers. 7 p.m. on Monday at El Museo Cultural in the Rail Yard. Call 428-1000 to find out more information about this. And this looks really cool. On Sunday, winter celebration on Museum Hill, there's going to be a hands-on dreidel, menorah, and ornament-making workshop. Performances by Gypsy Klezmer Cabaret Band, Welcome to Bohemia. That's our lovely Ron Dadu.
Yes.
Romanovsky. The Oak Canyon Dancers from Jemez Pueblo. And there's dancing by Danza Mexica. And there's going to be a discussion of Navajo astronomy. And that's from 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday at the Museum of International Folk Art and the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture on Museum Hill. And it's all by museum admission. If you call 476-1272, you can find out more info about that.
And did you find out about the, did you talk about the Art and Soul event? It's a sale of, no, you didn't. It's a sale of cards, art, gifts by local artists to benefit PAWS, People for Animal Welfare Society. And it's one day only, Sunday the 4th of December from 11 to 5 at 781 Bishop's Lodge Road in Santa Fe. For more information, 505-757-6260. And that's it.
Neato.
PAWS.
Red Mountain Press readings. We didn't cover this. Local novelists and poets are going to read from their work. Susan Gardner, Gary Moody, Wayne Lee, Mark Talbert. And that's during the Baca Street Art Festival. And it's from 5 to 6:30 p.m. on Saturday at one of my favorite new bookstores in town, Opsit Books, over there on Baca Street. It's in the same little area where Counterculture and Caldera Gallery are and all that. They have a wonderful sort of first draft of a William Burroughs book over there.
Oh, really, so rare books? Used
it's,
books?
Well, it's rare and used and some new, I believe. But it's a very relaxed bookstore.
Wow, and a new bookstore. People are like, it's almost amazing to believe that anybody would open a new bookstore given the direction of
book
sales.
You'd be surprised. They see people like me coming and they're like, oh yeah.
And speaking of books, there's a holiday book sale at the main library Saturday, December 3rd. That's tomorrow. And Friends of the Library sale, it's from 10 to 4 in the afternoon. It's open to the public.
Now, you interviewed Jamie Stillings. Was it yesterday?
Yeah, or the other day, yeah.
It was the other day. One of these days. They all sort of bleed together now. But he's got this great monograph called The Bridge at Hoover Dam. He's a wonderful photographer. And he's going to sign copies of and discuss the book, the monograph, from 3 to 5 p.m. on Saturday at Photo Eye Gallery over there on Garcia Street.
It's very, very good.
Yes.
I loved it. This book about, I mean, for anybody who has any kind of, you know, little builder engineer within themselves. Mm-hmm. You look at this book and you see this arch being built on just sheer rock faces, and then the two sides of the arch come together and they meet at the top, and you see this process almost like in slow motion from one page to the next. It's so cool.
And very few photographers can catch the magnitude of what was built there. And the monograph is amazing. It's amazing photography.
And the book is really big, so you're looking at these big pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
You're moving your head to see everything in the picture.
I love when he was talking about the process of, like, sitting there and just, like, sort of hoping that when the sun reached a certain point in the sky that something particular would happen, and very often nothing happened.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't get the result that he wanted, so it was like, okay, I'll have to come back another hour or another day. So it's a meditation not only on this huge project, but I think it's also a meditation on the patience required to get the shot.
Exactly. Yeah, which you don't see when you're reading the book. You just flip pages. But the hours and hours that went into so many of those pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So what else is happening?
Gosh, I don't know. There's so many holiday, you know, sales. I want to remind people that just because it's getting a little chilly out there doesn't mean that the Santa Fe Farmers Market has gone into hibernation. You know, just a quick reminder to visit your farmer's market 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Weekly. Those are winter hours, so those are going to happen through December, and then hopefully they'll pop up.
And the social justice team at the Unitarian Universalist Church has sent a note saying that there's a forum on the Occupy movement for December 7th, which is, what day of the week is that, Wednesday?
Yes.
Wednesday. It's called What About This Occupy Movement? Public Forum, 7:30 Unitarian Church. And the event will feature presentation by local Occupy activists, followed by questions by the panel from the audience.
That's what it's called? What About This
Members of Congress have also been invited. The event is free.
And it's called What About This Occupy
What About This Occupy Movement?
It sounds like the opening of a Jay Leno joke. What about this Occupy Movement? Hey? What do you think about this? Hey? Olive Trees for Palestine. Did we talk about this?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
But we didn't talk about the Best Brass of Christmas.
Oh, yay.
At Sunday at 2 o'clock at the United Church of Santa Fe at 1804 Arroyo Chamiso Road. 11 brass players from Farmington to Albuquerque, Santa Fe to Denver will ring in the Christmas season in a wonderful, glorious brass style. And it is free. Although you can make a donation to offset their travel costs because they're coming from all over the place. And look at them. They're so cute with all their little tubas and French horns and trumpets and saxophones, I think. What is that? And all kinds of great instruments.
More book stuff.
Trombones.
Kazoos. Museum of New Mexico Press book sale on Tuesday the 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Stuart L. Udall Center for Museum Resources on Museum Hill. I mean, there's just, there's books everywhere.
There's books everywhere, and ladies and gentlemen, they are fun to read. Boy, we did not get to everything. I'm so sorry, ladies and gentlemen, those who sent in announcements, but you just can't do it all. We do the best we can.
We do the best we can.
And I went a little overtime with Greg Pallast. So anyway, you can send in your requests for announcements to radiocafe@ksfr.org. You can go to santafe radiocafe.org to find out what the contact information is. And I should put the format up there too, because when you put the format in, it makes it easier for us to read. If you send attachments, chances are they won't get read.
Yep.
Rob DeWalt is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us just about every Friday. Speaking of the arts, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Stay warm.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe radiocafe.org. Thanks to the fabulous Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you should. And you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And please make your comments. I would like to hear comments, more comments from listeners. You can email or just post on Facebook. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. After that, Jazz a la Carta. Many thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc and the fabulous staff at KSFR. We'll see you next week. Hasta la vista. Bye, Rob DeWalt.
Bye. Have a good weekend.
You too.